What we had said that we were going to discuss at the end of Perek Dalet of Hilchos Talmud Torah is the Rambam's conclusive statement there that Kedusha Aspate Midrashos Chamura Mikedusha Aspate Knesios. And I noted that the halachos of Kedushas Beis HaKnesses are in Hilchos Tefillah, and I think that's a very significant placement. I just want to be makdim the first halacha with the following hayara. You know, when the Rambam says Kedushas Bate Midrashos Chamura Mikedushas Bate Knesios, it almost seems like an asymmetrical comparison in the sense that Bate Midrashos tells you what's going on there, literally learning, Terisha. Drishas Hashem, the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Bate Knesios actually doesn't tell you the mitzvah that's going on there. It could be that the Beis HaTfilah, and yet we don't refer to it as the Beis HaTfilah, we refer to it as the Beis HaKnesses. So I think the Rambam's placement of Hilchos Beis HaKnesses, basically the Kedushas Beis HaKnesses, in Perek Yud Aleph of Hilchos Tfilah, after 10 prakim dealing with all the halachos pertaining to Tfilah per se, and again, Perek Yud Beis will get into halachos of Kriyas HaTorah, and then, you know, basically Yadalad and Tesvav will be Nesias Kapayim. So the structure here of the Rambam is very important, and we'll see that echoed in the first halacha. So the Rambam says, this is Perek Yud Aleph of Hilchos Tefillah, okay, halacha Aleph, Kol makom sheish bo asarim Yisrael, sarech lahachin ho bayis, sheikansu bo letfilah, b'chol eis tefillah, umakom zeh nikra beis HaKnesses. So the conditions upon which a Beis HaKnesses must be formed are a makom sheish bo asar mi Yisrael. Okay, they have to gather together, and they have to designate a place for them to gather together. The Rambam emphasizes bechol eis tefillah, any time that there is a time for tefillah. In other words, that is to say, there's a kind of a centripetal force here that you have asar mi Yisrael. They could be a disparate group of 10 Jews who have a chiyuv in tefillah, and then there's the conditions are now satisfied because there are 10 of them, and because there's an eis tefillah, right, on a repeated ongoing basis, that they have to form something called the Beis HaKnesses. Okay, and it's a very fascinating description. It's not a Beis tefillah, it's a Beis HaKnesses. So it describes what's going on here, that you're taking the disparate divergent individuals, if I could quote Mifuzar Mifurad, and Leich Kenos is Kol HaYehudim. The Beis Knesses is that vehicle, that means, the Emtzaim through which we're Machnis the Asar Yisrael into what you might refer to as a Knesses or a Tzibur. The Kofin B'nei Ho'ir Zeh Zeh, and they have the right to impose on each other Livnos Lohem Beis HaKnesses, even though of course it will come at financial expenditure. This is based on the Tosefta recorded by the Rif in the first parak of Basra. Livnos Lohem Beis HaKnesses, Livnos Lohem Sefer Torah, Nevi'im Uksuvim, basically the tools that are going to be necessary for the functioning of this particular Beis HaKnesses. So again, the conditions that need to be met are Asar Yisrael, the conditions for a tzibur, number one, and the functionality is so that they can be machnis bo b'chol eis tefillah, literally all the time that is a time for tefillah. And the Maharam Rutenberg here, cited by the Hagos Maimonides, is a fascinating observation. This is basically based on the Lamdus premise that the condition which has to be satisfied for formation of a Beis HaKnesses is Asar Yisrael. He says, can somebody break this criterion? Let's say you have 10 Jews. Can somebody leave? So the Maharam wrote in the Tshuva that the answer basically is no, especially at the Yom Noraim. Because what you're essentially doing is destroying the condition, the criterion through which the Beis HaKnesses can be formed. Unless they're willing to hire somebody else in their place to actually go and be part of the minyan for them. And he says, not only that, it's a really fascinating thing. He says, the minag b'chol tzutzos ha-gola was at a yellow place where, this is true, I remember learning about this in a graduate course, the history of Italian Jewry. You know, a place that doesn't have a minyan year-round, the minag was to be maskier individuals from larger cities to come and to be mashlim the minyan in that place. At least they should have a minyan on the Yamim Noraim. Now, why the Yamim Noraim Bedavka? I think some of us, you know, spoke about this earlier this year, that there's a basic comparison, the Gemara Rosh Hashanah Daf Yitches, between the Yachid during the Aseres Yimei Tshuva and the Rabbim the rest of the year, Tzilas HaRabbim, Nishmas, and the Yachid, Yeshua Hashem Mimatzok Rehu, Biyazok HaRov. So definitely the opportunity of the Yamim Noraim represents a Mechayiv, and to have a minion only strengthens the case. The Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva Perek Gimel talks about Lefikach Nagu Kol Beis Yisrael, that the entire house of Israel would get together, B'yamim Elu, and they would gather, where does the Rambam say? In the Bate Knesios, of course, B'mar B'beslichos, V'tachanunim, L'fdei HaMakom. So Yamim Noraim is really no surprise. But again, the term Beis HaKnesses is really a highly, more than suggestive term. I would even say it's a term of halachic significance. The point really is that once you have Asarim Yisrael with the pre-existing Chiyuv HaTfilah, now their obligation changes. The personal Chiyuv HaGavra that each of them carries is now something which has to be expressed in the context of the Tzibur and in a particular location. Not just any place, but a bias which is Miyuchad L'chach. As the Rambam says, Tzarech, be the language again, this special designated place, Nikra Beis HaKnesses. Again, the Asarim Yisrael are forming a Knesses, are forming a Tzibur. The Beis HaKnesses, it's a highly accurate description of what exactly the purpose is. To take 10 individuals with their distinct, specific individual Chiyuv of Tefillah, not to be able to address the question of Tefillah Berabim. So God willing, tomorrow we'll pick it up with the discussion of the specific architecture and the laws governing this bias Shemuchan LeTefillah.